Good morning. All I am is yours. What a gorgeous five words, isn't it? My name is Brad Erickson. I've been a Christian a long, long time. And God's faithful. He is. And we went through a situation at the start of May. We came out on the other side. God was faithful through it. But I just want everybody to know that even though he doesn't answer your prayers, he's still worthy of your praise and honor. A little nervous, you can hear it, but I wasn't going to back down from coming up here today and telling you guys what happened to my family. Missy went into the hospital. She was sick for 3 days at home. She's never sick, and she was sick for 3 days. We took her into Sonora emergency on a Sunday, and the doc said that she was a little dehydrated. They keep her overnight, let her go tomorrow. So I went home. My daughter stayed with her till 2 in the morning, and I came back in at 2, figuring to just sit in the chair next to her and have my daughter go home. But she had pneumonia, we found out, and it was getting worse. She wasn't breathing on her own, so they had to put a tube in her nose. And then from there, that wasn't working, so they had to put a mask on her. That wasn't working, and so I had come back Monday. So by Monday at 3, the doctor said that it was a complete whiteout. Both of her lungs had pneumonia, so they wanted to put her in a medical-induced coma and put a tube down her throat to breathe. And within an hour, he didn't like where that was going, so he Medi-Flighted her down to Memorial, at Modesto. So pretty grave, pretty spooky. She had sepsis also, which is a blood infection, so she was a mess. And so I went by the house to pick up some clothes, and that house, we don't have a big house. Kat, John, you guys have been there. We don't have a big house, but it seemed real big that night. And I told God that yeah, I do have it. I told him that if I lose her, it's his will. So it's God, your will, not mine. But if I lose her, you're going to have to teach me how to live with her because I've had her for 39 years. So we went down to Memorial, and the doctor asked, he thought that because of how fast she got sick and how far this went and how fast it went, that she must have been weak to start all of this. And so he wanted to know what medical devices she had at home. And I said, she has a shovel, a rake, and a hoe. She's never been sick in her life. So he smiled. But anyway, through that week, I was in the ICU waiting room a lot by myself with other people. That's a very dark place, by the way, the ICU waiting room. There's a lot of sick, very sick people, and the people there are desperate. And there was an opportunity. There was a real rough family, just rough in my comparison, nobody that I would ever hang around with. But that's a great equalizer, sickness, and I saw them there, and God told me to go pray for them, which was, I did. I didn't even hesitate, and I had lost my mom less than a year before to sepsis, and she was on life support. This people's family, their mom was on life support. She had just gotten sick a couple days before. So I just told them that I said, you guys remind me of my family 8 months ago. So I prayed with them. And the roughest, meanest guy stood up, didn't say a word, but just stood at me face to face and shook my hand. And it was just a man-to-man, a heart-to-heart thing that was absolutely amazing to experience. Also, there was an old Indian man in there, and his son, liver had quit. Liver? Yeah, liver had quit. And so his family was coming in and out, and he was crying a lot. He was very, very sad. And his old white buddy with a loose perm, it was just kind of a character-looking guy, was sitting next to him, rubbing his back, loving on him. And his family had come through. This Indian man's family had come through. But later in the day, it was just us, just myself, and then him and his buddy. And this lady walks in with her son, and he had a camouflage hat with a Oakland A's. And Richard will forgive him for the Oakland A's, right? But it should have been San Francisco Giants. Anyway, he had a little girl in a red dress, 2 years old, dark hair, jet black eyes, beautiful red dress, red shoes. And she was kind of getting anxious in his arms. So he set down the little girl, and she went right to this old Indian man and raised both of her hands for him to pick her up. And I saw this old man's heart melt. He smiled, laughed. She took off his hat and was playing with it and playing with his cell phone. And after a few minutes, he put her back down, but he took a $100 bill out of his pocket and put it in her hands. And she walked across the aisle, and the dad says, no. And he says, in my culture, we honor children, and I want you to have the $100. So he agreed. So anyway, life goes on. This is through the week, and Missy is getting better and better. And within 5 days of being in the situation that she was at, the doctors could not believe it, but she had completely was off oxygen, had been completely healed within 5 days. And so, speaking of God's faithfulness, the doctor came in and was letting her go on the sixth day. And he came in and said, all my career, I have never seen anybody as bad as you go home and no oxygen, no medication, nothing. This is nothing short of a miracle. And I said, you're absolutely right. So God is faithful. He's amazing. And so Missy and I wanted to know what that all was about, because both of us were wondering, how could God get her so sick out of nowhere and so well on the other side, and what was that all about? She has a prophetic way of speaking to people. She knows God's word very well, and she doesn't mince words, and she usually bounces it right off between their eyes on their forehead, whether they like it or not. She gives them God's word. She does it in a loving way, but she's also doesn't mince words. And she had three nurses, a man and two gals, that ended up coming into her room every night on the shift change and in between just fellowship with her, because she had some real deep conversations about their marriages, about unequally yoked, and just biblical principles without laying out verses. So she was really blessed by that. And so the last day of the I was walking out of the, coming in to pick Missy up, and there was a lady from that family that the mom was on life support, and she came right up to me out of the elevator. We were still downstairs and in the hallway, and she came up and hugged me and said that God is good. Her sister is off of life support and breathing for herself. And so we just, you know, praised God, and she walked on. And then here comes the old Indian man. So I asked him how his son was. And God never asked me to pray for him. I don't know why, but I was in there a lot with him, but he never asked me to pray for him. But I told the old man, his name is Mark. I said, how's your son? And he said, he's still not doing good. And the doctor wants him to be off of life support, wants us to make that decision. And he says, I'm a Christian man, and I'm not going to do God's work. God's going to have to do that. So he refused to. And so I said, I love the interaction with that little girl. And he thought I was talking about his granddaughter, who was 7 or 8. And I said, no, the little teeny one in red dress. And he said, that wasn't a girl. That wasn't a little girl. That was an angel. And as she sat on my lap, God conveyed to me that whether my son lives or dies, I'm going to be okay. So that was something to witness, how God takes care of us through even a little baby girl in a red dress. So I just wanted to read one more thing. At the end of Ephesians, now to him who is able to do more, immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.